Funding for this program was provided by the Annenberg CPB Project.
Additional funding is provided by the Stratford Foundation, the Arthur Vining Davis Foundations, Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, George I. Alden Trust, and Alfred E. Chase Charity Foundation. This program is a story to help you learn English. It is a course with video episodes and books. Each video episode has three parts. Watch the program. Read your book. Discuss the program and connect with English.
Nancy? Oh, she must be at the retirement home with her uncle.
The retirement home?
Yeah, he just went to live there.
That must be rough, especially Christmas.
Yeah.
Would you like to open your present?
I'd love to. I have a present for you, too, under the Christmas tree.
Well, you open your gifts first.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, your friend Alex.
Oh. He made the statue at school.
Mighty Casey at the bat. What a riot. Well, I'll keep it forever. So here. All right, now you open your present.
Okay. A tape. And what could this be?
Here, let me play it for you.
That was really beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Wait till you see what Santa left for you.
Oh. What is it?
It's from Peru. It's called an aqueco.
I love it.
Legend has it that he can bring you good luck and fulfill your dreams. You hang all your dreams on a keko, and they'll come true.
Diploma?
That you get your degree and graduate.
And Kevin?
That you and your brother will be together again.
So, the gold record.
Your first recording will be a big hit.
I'll love it.
There's only one problem. For your dreams to come true, he has to smoke once a day.
What?
You have to give him a cigarette once a day to smoke.
You're joking.
No, I'm not.
Well, Nancy doesn't allow smoking in the house. So I guess he'll have to smoke outside like every other smoker in America. Oh, the fire looks like it needs some work.
Alberto's picture. How did that get here?
Oh, Alberto gave it to me. He knew I really liked it.
It's my favorite picture of Alex.
It's a great picture of the both of you.
Let me help here. Yeah. Watch this.
Yeah. Ow. Oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
Did you burn yourself?
Oh, just a...
You should put it under cold water. My mom always said put a burn under cold water.
Oh, hello. I was wondering whose car that was.
Nancy, hello. You remember Ramon, Alex's father. Ramon, this is Nancy, my godmother.
It's nice to see you again.
Oh, yes, I remember. We met at your parents' retirement party. It's so nice to see you at Christmas time.
Ramon and I were just exchanging presents.
And you got the fire going. Mm-hmm. A glass of warm cider would make everything perfect. Well, isn't that something? And a kekko, is that how you say it? I hope the legend is real and your dreams do come true.
Thanks. How's Edward?
Not too bad. The retirement home was decorated very nicely, and we had a delicious Christmas dinner. How did your dinner go?
The people at the shelter seem pleased with the meal.
I think we got as much pleasure out of serving them as they got out of eating it. Listen, I should be going. Merry Christmas again, Nancy. Happy New Year, if I don't see you before then.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thanks again for the presents.
You're welcome. I'll play your tape on my way home.
Well, I'll have a whole new version of it this week with backup singers and full orchestration in the works.
It sounds like your dreams are coming true even before a kekko has his first cigarette.
I'll walk you out.
I was wondering, what are you doing for New Year's Eve?
I don't have any plans yet.
Well, it's a big night at the restaurant. I have to be there, but it'll be a fun place to be on New Year's Eve. So, if you don't have anything else to do, why don't you come and be my guest? Alex will be there. What do you say?
Thanks. I'd love to.
Great. We'll ring in the new year together. Let me know how the recording session goes.
I will.
Okay. Well?
What does that mean?
Oh, don't be coy with your godmother. Are you two an item yet?
Well, he asked me to spend New Year's Eve with him. And I'm going.
Good. So, it looks like it's going to be an interesting new year. Merry Christmas, Rebecca.
Oh. Merry Christmas to you too, Nancy.
Oh, I have a word.
Yeah.
U-P-L-I... N-K. Uplink. That's a word.
Is it? What does it mean?
It's computer talk, hon.
I can't keep up with all this new jargon. Mm-hmm.
This has been a great Christmas. I just wish Rebecca were here.
Oh, you miss her, don't you?
Yeah, I sure do.
Why don't you go out and visit her?
Yeah.
It's a long way.
That's what airplanes were made for, Kev.
Yeah, and thanks for the CD, Kevin. Did you like your gift? Good. Okay, I'm ready for the news. Uncle Brendan and Aunt Anne did what? They gave you what? A round-trip ticket to San Francisco? When are you coming? The day after tomorrow. God, I can't believe it. Well, I'll show you the town. We'll have a great time.
Ramon is very happy and very warm towards Rebecca.
It's my favorite picture of Alex.
It's a great picture of the both of you.
And seems that their relationship started growing sweeter and sweeter and closer and closer.
Ramon invites Rebecca to his party.
It's a big celebration. It's New Year's Eve.
It'll be a fun place to be on New Year's Eve. So, if you don't have anything else to do, why don't you come and be my guest?
Well, the new year is bringing wonderful promises to this couple.
I think finally they will get married.
I think it's a more of a good friend.
Oh, I definitely disagree. I think it's definitely marriage. They have a fairy tale feel.
So this is what you've been up to all this time. Man, look at all this equipment. Do you know how to use all this stuff?
I don't know how it all works technically, but I know how to make it work for my music.
I just didn't know my sister was so cool.
Oh, I want you to meet my friend Bill. He's the one that's cool. He's putting it all together. Bill. Kevin, this is Bill. Bill, meet my brother Kevin.
Nice to meet you. How do you like San Francisco?
It's great. Not too big, not too small.
Rebecca, we only have the studio for an hour, so we better get cracking.
Oh, yeah, you bet. Kevin, you can sit in the control room. Let me know what you think of the song. Come this way. Hey, Jay. This is my brother, Kevin.
Hey. Hello.
Jay's the best engineer at the school. Is it okay if Kevin sits in here to watch?
No problem.
Cool.
Grab a seat. We about ready for a rehearsal?
Yeah, all set.
This is so exciting.
I've been dreaming about this for years.
Knock him dead.
I'll do my best.
It's a good thing we have a big car. Look at all these gifts.
This one is the best.
How does it feel to be home?
Great. Are my other presents under the tree?
Right where Santa left them.
All right.
This one's from Rebecca.
Look, it's baseball with autographs all over it.
Oh, yeah? Who are all these people?
They're the Oakland Athletics. This is the first baseman, and this is a pitcher.
I am so out of touch, I don't even know who they are. Once upon a time, I used to know the names of the players.
Well, Rebecca knows them.
I got a present from Rebecca, too. It's a song she wrote. Want to hear it?
Sure.
It's nice to have you home, Alex.
Upside down, and all those dreams are falling. everybody needs a dream catcher, someone to be there when the bad dreams are all you can see.
Rebecca, that was totally cool.
Thanks, you really liked it?
It was better than good. It was the best. I didn't know you could write songs like that.
Well, it was there. Just never had the chance to come out before.
I'm glad I was here to see this.
Glad you were too.
I wish Dad could have been here just now.
Yeah, me too.
We're gonna mix this right now.
What are you doing?
I have to make a phone call.
This is the Casa Mendoza restaurant. For reservations, please leave your name and number.
Hi, Ramon. It's me. I did it. We just finished recording my song. The toughest critic I have, my brother Kevin, thinks it's really cool. I'm so excited. I can't wait till you can hear it. Bye.
That's right. Rebecca's brother's in town. That's why she can't give the boys a lesson today. But the kids haven't seen each other for a while, so I thought they might like to practice together.
Yes, a very good idea. Thank you.
I'll pick you up in an hour, Alex. See you later.
Bye.
Come on, let's go practice in my room.
Are you sure you heard your parents right?
Yeah, they want to go back to Taiwan.
What a drag.
I don't want to go to Taiwan. Maybe I'll hate it there.
Is it very far?
It's a different country. I won't know anybody.
Do they speak English there?
I don't know. I think they speak Mandarin.
I can speak Spanish, a little. But I don't think I'd like to move to Mexico.
Yeah, we belong here.
Well, do you really have to go to Taiwan?
If my parents go, I guess I have to go too.
Do you have to move to LA?
I don't know. My parents may have to go to court to figure out what to do with me.
This is really bad, Alex.
So we have to do something.
Yeah.
Hey, I have an idea. Maybe we could live together.
My parents won't let me do that.
How come parents always make the decisions?
Yeah, kids have rights too. Why can't things just stay the way they are?
And we could be friends and not have to move anyplace.
Vincent, Alex 的爸爸刚刚打电话来说他大会后晚五分钟来，好不好？
Your father called. He's running a little late. He'll pick you up in 5 minutes. Thank you, Mrs. Wang.
You are welcome.
What are you doing Saturday?
You mean New Year's? Nothing, I guess. Why?
Well, this could be our last New Year's together, right?
Yeah. Next year, I'll be in Taiwan, and you'll be in L.A.
So let's make it the best New Year's we've ever had.
Yeah.
I've got an idea.
Is this idea gonna get us in trouble?
Trouble? No way. Do you have any money?
Yeah, in my bank.
Wow, sounds like a lot of money.
$35.52.
And with my Christmas money, we could have a blast.
What do you think?
It's perfect. Thanks, Jay, for all your help.
I gotta run. This took longer than I thought.
Thanks, man. Maybe we'll work together again someday.
Sounds good. I'll see you, Becky.
Take care.
It's nice meeting you, Kevin.
See you later. Here it is. Dreamcatcher by Rebecca Casey.
It's hard to believe. Thanks.
I'm gonna wait outside. Get some fresh air.
We just have to close up the studio, and then I'll be right out.
It was nice meeting you.
Yeah, nice meeting you, too.
Listen, I have to tell you something. I'm not coming back to school next term.
You're kidding me.
I'm just wasting time here. I'm heading to L.A. I have some friends in the record industry there, and they say if I'm there, they'll get me a job.
I guess it wouldn't make any difference if I told you you were nuts.
No. You have your dream and I have mine. Let's just hope my dream catcher lets on only the good dreams.
I'm sure it will. I'm gonna miss you.
Me too. You have a great voice, girl.
Take care of yourself.
I will. Me too.
Kevin arrives in San Francisco.
Bill, meet my brother, Kevin.
Nice to meet you. How do you like San Francisco?
It's great. Not too big, not too small.
She was very proud of herself that she can show her brother her dreams coming true.
All those dreams are falling right past me.
I think he likes Rebecca's song a lot.
Oh, Rebecca, that was totally cool.
Thanks, you really liked it?
It was better than good. It was the best.
Vincent is worried that he has to go to Taiwan.
Do you really have to go to Taiwan?
If my parents go, I guess I have to go too.
Alex says that he might go to L.A. to live with his mother.
Do you have to move to L.A.?
I don't know. My parents may have to go to court to figure out what to do with me.
And both of them feel very sad.
Alex has a plan to do something.
I've got an idea.
Is this idea going to get us in trouble?
I think it would be a very good idea for Mr. Wang to take a break from the family, go to Taiwan.
I remember the time I have to depart and leave my home. Separation is something that I really don't like. And if I can help it, I would rather keep my family together.
I think it's very important to keep the family together, whatever happens to that family.
Grotesque.
Én is tudtam volna papné lenni, éppen úgy, mint asztalosné.
Igazán groteszk.
Man része. Már egyre másra emlegeti azt a groteszket, már elő. Lehet tudni, hogy be van rúgva.
Az asztalos álmában minden lehetséges. A remények, a néhai bűnök életre kelnek. Móricz Zsigmond írásából. Groteszk. Ma 16 óra 55 perckor az M2-n.
Groteszk.
Azért mész el, mert én megbüntettelek?
Igen, azért. Még senki nem alázott meg úgy, mint a gróf kisasszony. Egy nappal sem maradok tovább.
Csodálkozom, hogy még mindig itt vagy, nem mondtál fel?
Ledolgozom azt a két hetet, amit a béremből levontak.
Akkor addig még el kell viselnünk egymást.
Nagy a világ. Egy fiatalember mindenhol talál munkát. Elmehetnék opálkeresőnek Ausztráliába.
Ausztráliába?
Sophie, a nem kívánt jegyesség. A sorozat folytatódik ma délután az M2-n.